Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I am joined with my guest, Evangelist Vanessa Winbush Gatlin. I am so honored to have her. She's all over the country, and we are blessed to have her here at our radio station this morning. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Gail, for having me. It is such a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Would you please share a little bit about yourself with our listeners today?
Well, I am the CEO and founder of Victorious Women of God Ministries based in Lafayette, Louisiana. And we will be 20 years old, in fact, in 2020. And we are a ministry that is presently there for people daily. We do daily prayer. We've had a conference line, and then we've recently added Facebook Live. We do ministry for women and for children, and we're there to meet the needs of people. It doesn't matter whether they're church-oriented or not. Our ministry is there for people. That's what I do. I do a lot of things within the denomination of the Church of God in Christ. I'm a supervisor of the Department of Women in Louisiana First Jurisdiction. I also serve as an administrative facilitator with Mother Barbara McCool Lewis in the Church of God in Christ in our International Women's Department. We do a whole lot in terms of women's ministries. I just believe that God wants to lift us up. We're not second-class citizens, and it's my job to empower women and to remind them of whose we are and who we are. I've been married to the Bishop Alton E. Gatlin for 40 years. We just celebrated 40 years a couple of months ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he's head of the International Sunday School Department for the Church of God in Christ. We have two sons, and we have four lovely grandchildren. And you know they're the love of our lives.
Exactly. This month, we've been talking about the necessity of prayer. And that's your realm right there. I'm just going to let go and let you have it.
Prayer is so important. It's what I do. Some people would say, oh, she's just a fanatic when it comes to prayer. But I've learned the value of prayer, that it gives me an opportunity to open up where I can't to anybody else. People are so judgmental. No matter what you do, there's somebody who's judging you and trying to figure out, well, why do you do this? And why did you do that? Why do you look like this? Why do you look like that? But when I go to God in prayer, it's the one place that I don't have to worry about being vulnerable. I can be open. I can open myself, my heart, my issues, my inhibitions, my fears, and just tell him what I really feel. Most people stop there. But with prayer, the next part of it is being quiet and listening and allowing him to talk back to you. Oh my God, I remember when my mother had breast cancer, and I just shut down in terms of my engagements. I stayed at home. I felt that was my place there to see her through every appointment, every chemo, every radiation treatment. And I had a event that I needed to attend about 3 hours away, and everybody wanted to go with me, and I just felt the leading of the Lord to shut everybody down. I said, no, I'm going by myself. Well, I started out crying and praying, and just felt like, you know, I'm mentally exhausted. I'm emotionally bankrupt. I don't know if you're going to take my mother, if you're going to leave her. At this point, what am I going to do with my father? All of these questions are just flooding me, and I felt like I can't do this unless you help me. In the midst of my praying, God says, shh, be quiet. I'm like, okay. He begins to talk to me, and he said to me, I've got you. And I won't go through all of the conversation, but my point being that once I prayed, he came in to the second half of it. And he talked back to me. Most people don't stay on their knees long enough to hear him talk back. So when he talked back to me, oh, I could barely drive down the interstate. Tears are just flooding my face. But what he did was he filled me up with what I needed for the journey. Now, he didn't tell me how the journey was going to end, but he assured me that he would be with me. So people don't get it that prayer helps you. I can't make it if I don't pray in the morning. Now, I'm just going to be honest and let's just tell the truth. If I don't pray, then I don't know what's going to happen. If I pray, no matter how ugly people are, I'm able to handle it. If I don't pray, then I feel like I need to get with them. You know, I need to say something. I need to deal with it. But I find that when I pray, I'm able to handle it. My emotions are under control. And when I pray, I'm able to see the positive things and not the negative things. When I pray, I'm led of the Spirit and I can walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. And my flesh can be under subjection. When I pray, I'm able to believe God for miracles, signs, and wonders. And Gail, I've got to tell you that we're in a placation. Oh my. I'm getting excited here because I've watched God. During our prayer time, I had a request the other day, and this was just last week, of a young man who was brain dead. And the doctor said, listen, it's nothing we can do. Told the family, shut it down. It's over. And we prayed and believed God. We said the prayer of faith, and the next day, the doctor says, something is happening. Let's repeat the CT scan. And all of a sudden, he says, there's brain activity. It's not over. About 4 weeks ago, a young lady said, I need you to pray. I've had a brain tumor for 26 years. And the doctors, every so often, periodically, they check it to make sure that it is not grown. She says, so pray that it is not grown. Immediately, I say to her, that's not what we're praying. We're praying that the doctors can't find it, that it is gone. She came back on the line the next day and said the doctors could not understand it, but the tumor was gone. He's a prayer answering Savior. I mean, he's delivering people's children off of drugs and he's doing whatever they need. So he is doing it, but we've got to pray.
Yes, he is. God is an answering God. I'm just full over here with you talking. You are speaking into our lives this morning. Evangelist Gatlin, can you please pray for the people?
I'd be honored to pray on behalf of the people. Father God, this month has been dedicated to prayer. And for that, we are grateful that this station understands the need for prayer, the necessity for all of the needs, for all of the issues that people are dealing with. And so we come on their behalf this morning. We give you praise. We give you adoration. We give you glory. We extol you and we lift you up because you are the great God of all. You are everything to us and there's nothing impossible. You are the God of all flesh. There's nothing that you cannot do. So Father, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we bring to you every need, every concern. We lift up every health challenge. Those who are dealing with heart issues, those who are dealing with the effects of strokes, and they're trying to get healing from the paralysis and they need their speech back. God, I lift up those dealing with hypertension, those dealing with diabetic conditions. We lift up those with glaucoma and cataracts. God, we lift up those with brain tumors, and every cancer cell must dry up now in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up those marriages that are falling apart, that you can bring them back together again. I lift up the single homes and those single parents who are bewildered, wondering, how can I make it? How can I survive? I pray now for those who need a financial release. The vault is open. You said you would supply all of our need according to your riches in glory. Open the vault today. Meet every financial need, every financial hardship. We thank you, God, for overflow in the Spirit. Those who need salvation, save today. We pray for household salvation, that you will please save our children, our spouses, our loved ones. And then, God, endow us with the power of the Holy Spirit. We need more of the Holy Ghost. We can't live without it. Now, Father, we cannot pray without having you to remember our country. We're in a bad situation, and only you can help us. So remember our president. Help him now. He needs salvation and divine wisdom. All of those on Capitol Hill, they need you now as they seek to make decisions with us, the constituents of the United States of America, in mind. Let it not be about their selfish greed, but let it be about what's best for this country. And we're not selfish. Remember the world. We need world peace. So, Father, we just thank you today. We thank you for what you're doing, and everyone under the sound of my voice, God, as they touch and agree with me in prayer, everything that they have need of, God, everybody who's on our list, we've got a list that may not be written down, but it's on the tables of our heart. And we thank you, God, for meeting those needs. We thank you now, God, for a blood covering. God, I come against mass shootings. I come against terrorism, both domestic and foreign. I come against it, and we shut it down in Jesus' name. We shut it down, the violence. Our sons and daughters, their blood running through the streets. Oh, God, mothers and fathers who are crying, we shut it down in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that we will not commit genocide by killing each other, but we will learn to value life that you've given us, and that life more abundantly. So, Father, we thank you today for the answer for every 911, every emergency that is before us. And God, we will never, ever take any of your credit or any of your glory, but we'll give it all to you, and we'll gladly say it was a God thing. And we thank you now. We seal this prayer in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus, the Lamb of God. It's so done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Evangelist Gatlin, can you please let us know how can our listeners find you online?
My prayer CDs are available everywhere where there are digital downloads. Please, you need to get it today, and the next one will be out real soon. But there are two of them. You can't afford to miss it. Those who want to find me daily, I'm on Facebook Live Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Facebook Live, I'm public. Vanessa Wimbush Gatlin. So you'll be able to find me. I'm praying. I'm giving the word. I'm lifting up your concerns. As you give me those comments, I'm zoning in on whatever you need. You can go to vwgministries.com. To our website at vwgministries.com. We're looking for you to partner with us as we do great and mighty things. So many things. We've got a new book that's coming out in a month, and we've got a new project we just finished working on yesterday. Some awesome things are coming, so stay tuned for great things from Vanessa Wimbush Gatlin.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.